What did the Founding Fathers have to say about corporate money and politics? What did George Washington say about internet privacy? What was Alexander Hamilton's position on GMOs or international terrorism? And did John Adams have something to say about climate change or outsourcing jobs to China? Of course not. The Founding Fathers had no position on these issues because they lived 200 years ago. They were wise enough to know that the citizens of a democracy would have to learn in every generation. That's why Thomas Jefferson and the other founders believed so much in public education. They knew we had to keep learning to solve the new problems that would arise. Or, as the reggae prophet Bob Marley sang, "None but ourselves can free our minds." Well, the problem is that the multi-billion-dollar avalanche of attack ads that threatened to bury us during this election year, it's not designed to fulfill Jefferson's vision. These ads aren't being broadcast in order to educate or empower us. They're being broadcast to manipulate us. Their purpose is to make us angry and afraid so that we will take sides. Fortunately, we're free. We don't have to barricade ourselves inside a prison of prefabricated liberal or conservative positions. We aren't forced to limit ourselves to TV channels and websites that confirm whatever we happen to believe. We are at liberty to read any magazine or newspaper, watch any channel, engage through any social media platform, and talk with anybody we want. All it takes is a commitment to learn. And the place where that commitment is born is in our schools. The report of the Campaign for the Commission of the Schools, chaired by Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and U.S. Representative Lee Hamilton, is one place to learn how. That report makes very clear that the most valuable resource in America is not the coal in West Virginia, or the natural gas in the Midwest, or the oil off the Gulf Coast. It's the civic energy of the American people. We need to nurture and develop that energy source. If we do, the lights in America will stay on, and we will be able to find our way home. In college, students have even more power to get out of the jail of political uniformity. Away from home and surrounded by a campus full of possibilities, all they need to do is commit themselves to adopting a diverse media diet. Today, being on a predominantly liberal or conservative campus is no excuse. Any student can go to a wide variety of websites, such as Jonathan Haidt's Heterodox Academy. This website is a well-designed antidote to many college campuses. Anyone who visits this cyber campus called Heterodox Academy will be assured of a wide range of scholarly perspectives. Today, with a click on our computer, we can receive the news every day free of charge from multiple perspectives. Smart media choices can help us strengthen our civic muscles and form a learner's mind. That's why John Gable, a former Republican political operative, created a startup company called AllSides.com, which he now serves as CEO. He designed AllSides to, quote, burst the bias bubble, as he puts it. He presents the news from multiple perspectives every day, left, right, and center, so that looking through different lenses becomes a natural part of our daily lives. We have created these political divides, argues John Gable, and we can bridge them. His dream is to nurture a generation of American citizens who understand multiple perspectives and are able to think for themselves. If we want a vibrant democracy, it's time to listen to these pioneers of civic education. From the classroom to the newsroom, the message is clear. We the people are more than voters. We are also learners. Ultimately, that's how we're going to make America great again. Not by pretending that we know it all, but by asking tough questions and discovering the answers together. This is Mark Gerzon with Beyond Red and Blue. To find out more, please go to markgerzon.com.